Day 62 was from Manga Te Popo hut, and it was only 2 hours and 40 minutes. It was a very short day, which I was absolutely fine with, and I was always planning on doing that, mainly to do with the time scale that I have left until I wait for Richie to team up with him to do the Whanganui River. And I'm now in Whakapapa. I'm at the dock camping ground in Whakapapa with my own backpacker's room to myself, so it was cheap enough in that sense. It was over tussock land. It started out, well, it was a real late start for a starter. I ended up having a good night's sleep last night until I got woken up by the first leavers this morning, and then woke up, had a read, and then fell back to sleep, and then got woken up by the next intake again at about 9 o'clock. So I actually kind of slept in quite a bit. I chatted away to the warden there, talking about video and capturing different bits and pieces. So that was a good wee chat that I had. He's made some cool videos himself. And then started my walk at about 12. I had a late start. I was happy to be in the hut by myself, kind of thing. And the thing is, people actually come back. It was some nasty weather out. They once people that were going to do the Tongariro crossing had some major winds, so they come back before I left. Most likely we're going to stay again. However, the weather did get better. I left and it was raining, and nothing dramatic. That didn't bother me. I had all my wet weather gear on and I was just wandering along. Got more wet from the sweat afterwards, because once the rain stopped, I was starting to get sweaty and warm. It was over tussock land. The track itself was a bit beat up. There wasn't too much to it. It was just weather destroyed kind of things, but the weather didn't destroy this track. So I got to my location in under the time that it said it would. Whakapapa, I was always planning on staying at the Chateau Tongariro, but the $350 was not within my current budget that I'd originally budgeted, because I've been staying at other places. So went there to even look to see if there was a chance to have dinner there, but I was not suitably attired for that. They did say that would probably be acceptable, but I met up with this other guy named Brad, who's been tramping up around this area, who's going to be in Christchurch. So I befriended him, and we went out and had a meal and chatted away about tramping and stuff, and he might even join me in the South Island somewhere. He's over from Canada studying in Christchurch soon. So that was my day in the end. Short day. Weather was nasty but good, and nice tussock views, but also very clouded over top.